Hallelujah. How's everybody today? That you are. God has a plan and we're in it. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Everybody get breakfast? Ooh. Sure is hot in here, man. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, dear. Glory. You know, I'm going to try and get this out today without passing out. I don't know about you, but I'm drunk. You know, the Bible says, be not drunk on wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. The Word tells us that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. And so where we allow the Spirit of the Lord to dwell and reign, there will be freedom in your life. And without the Spirit of the Lord in that place, there is not freedom. I don't care how much knowledge you have. Knowledge should always bring you to the presence of God, if it's true knowledge. You know, what we just did is we just went through a process of shedding and stepping out of yourself into the presence of God, because self cannot go into the presence of God. It must stay out of God's presence, because self is the offspring of darkness, and God does not dwell with darkness. So we go through a process that sheds ourselves, so self is denied, and we can enter the presence of God spirit to spirit. And in that process, it's a battle. It's a battle, and we have to fight for that. No one likes to take off themselves. Majority of the time, we fight for ourselves. And in this process that we go through, what's happening is we are actually beginning to search. We come to the place where it's not a process, it's a search. And there's a hunger and a thirst that all of a sudden begins to get released. And it's like, you know what, I want more. I want more. And in that area that we come to that we want more, that means we're beginning to touch His presence. Because it's always His presence always brings more hunger. So there's that search that we go after, and it's searching deep. Everyone say searching deep. And I want to tell you one of the things that the Spirit was revealing to me today is that we are in a season, in a time where there must be a deep search. There are things that are going to be revealed. Jesus entered into the temple, and it says that He kicked over the tables. He said that there won't be one stone that won't be turned over. There's a turning over of things, the things that is being opened up. And there are things that are being released and without a deep search. In other words, even there are treasures to be found, spiritual treasures to be found. And in these areas of this search, you know, there are many individuals. Salvation, what do they try to do? They go into the deep seas and they're looking for something that has sunk, a ship that's sunk with treasures, and hope that it's still there. And then when they get there, they're looking for salvage, salvation. And as they begin to go deep, and they can only stay there a certain amount of time. Some things are just deeper than others. But they put all their effort into searching deep to find the treasure. And when they find the treasure, there is a what? Reward. There's a reward. You know, I saw Jesus on the cross today. And the cross was upright, standing straight. This cross, Jesus was on. And I saw Him leave the cross, and He went to hell, destroyed the works of the enemy. And then He went to heaven, and the cross was left there. He wasn't on it anymore. And He said, now grab the top of the cross. And I grabbed the top of the cross. He said, pull it out. And I pulled it out, and it became a sword. See, Jesus is God, who is spirit, who became flesh, and left me and you the sword. It's actually the cross. It is called the sword of the spirit. See, he made the sword himself. And in this sword, he said, I didn't come to bring peace. I came to bring you a what? Sword. In other words, his death on a cross is his victory in hell and his resurrection to heaven, and to pour out his spirit upon all those who are willing to follow him. But it started with salvation. Then salvation started something else. More. Salvation was a door. It wasn't the end. It was the beginning. Then another door opened called holy presence, holy place, baptism of the Holy Spirit, filling of the Holy Spirit, new language to the Father, another place. Then there's another door that opens, and that's the glory, the kingship. So the first place was the salvation. The second place was priesthood, holy place. The third place was the most holy place, kingship, warrior. But you can't get to the third place without going through the first place. So it's going to take a deep search every time. See, because we've reached it once doesn't mean we stay there. Come on. That's how religion thinks. Oh, I'm saved. I'm cool. I'm all right. Things are over with. Hallelujah. Stiff neck religious thing. Carry no power but a bunch of words. Seeker of knowledge but not his presence. You can't search deep without him. Would you turn to Matthew 6, please? Hallelujah. I know you don't have any pending plans today. Glory to God. Because you want to be led by the Spirit, don't you? No, I did not plan this. I didn't plan go extra mile or two. What did the Spirit want to do? He wanted to bring us into a what? Deeper place. Believe me, the spirits that are attached to you don't want to go there. They begin to tell you all of these things. Come on, you're hungry. Man, you don't. I don't need this stuff. Why are these people worshiping so long? What are they looking for anyways? When are they going to stop? Isn't this the last song? Gosh, I hope the next one's the last one. Those are things that are attached to you. Those are things of self. Why? Because demonic spirits and self hate light. So when you sense that, that's when you fight more. Oh, yeah? I'll teach you, you. Man, let me tell you, when my flesh begins to scream, you know what I do? I throw it in the presence of God. Cook. Here's my sweet offering to the Lord. I become rotisserie. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 25. Glory. Is everybody okay? Would you read it with me? Therefore I say to you, do not what? Do not what? That's amazing. You don't worry when you're in God's presence. Do not worry about your what? About your life. That means yourself. Don't worry about it. What you will eat, oh hallelujah, or what you will drink, nor about your body, or what you will put on. You know what? So many people have that as a priority. Gosh, what am I going to eat today? They think that before they even start to seek the kingdom of God. When the Lord says, listen, if you do that, you're going to worry. But Lord, you know I have bills to pay. Shut up, will you? Get in my presence. We'll talk about it. Why don't you cast it on me? Oh, hallelujah. Verse 26. What does he say? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more value than they? Hello? Are you better? I mean, are you more valuable than a bird? I have a bird. His name's Sweepy. Her. Hey, I could never tell. Although my wife thinks I have an emotional attachment to her. Are you not more valuable than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. In other words, the heathen seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. Here's the answer. But what? Seek first. Everyone say, seek first.
Seek first.
The kingdom of God. That word seek means search deep. Everyone say that. Search deep. But seek first. Search deep. The kingdom of God and his righteousness. Because that will be a fruit of searching deep. And all things will be, shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Hallelujah. Seek, again, is another word for search or search deep. Kingdom living is a life of righteousness, not fear. That's kingdom living. The reason why fear is manifested is because there is something that we did not do. We did not search deep. I can tell you that if you search deep, there'll be no fruit of fear. Why? There'll be a fruit of what? Righteousness. And in that righteousness, there'll be a sense of peace and rest, knowing that he's got control. See, because we have a tendency to try to take control. When we take control, we are being pushed by darkness. Anxiety, stress, worry, fear. Woe is me. Let me tell you, you know what it leads to? Oppression and torment. In Matthew 7, in verse 7, would you read it with me? It says what? Ask and it will be given to you. Seek. In other words, what? Search deep and you will what? Find. Knock and it will what? Be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be what? Open. Why? Because they are searching deep. When we began to praise and worship, we didn't really want to search so deep because all the garbage of the world that we've collected, all the dust that was clinging to me and you, as the light went on, it had to get brighter and brighter. It got hotter and hotter and everything began to melt because things melt in the presence of the Lord. And then things began to get released. And that came that peace, that thirst, that hunger, that desire, because we began to what? Search deep. We are in a time of searching deep. Let me share something with you. Searching deep maintains your identity. When you stop searching deep, you begin to lose your identity in Christ. You begin to try to calculate, figure it out, justify, and reason. You begin to go, what if, how, when, where, you begin to question God instead of submit to him. You begin to compare yourself with others. You begin to compromise, be complacent, and even lazy. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and verse 9. Everyone say, searching deep. Now, I want you to understand that when you are searching deep, you are searching deep into the spirit realm. You're not searching deep into the earth, okay? You're searching deep into the spirit realm. You're going spirit realm, not carnal realm. In verse 9, would you read it with me? But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who what? Love him. Oh, is everybody, are we in the right place? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, right? Okay. So eye has not seen, ear has not heard the things that God has prepared for those who what? Love him. Now look at, God has prepared things for each and every one of us. He said, but God has revealed them to us through his what? His Spirit. His Spirit, his Spirit, his Spirit. Does everybody understand that? He's revealed them through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except for what? The Spirit of God. Does everybody got this? So searching deep takes the guidance of the Spirit of the living God. He is the Holy Spirit. What does he do? We cooperate with him and he takes us into a deeper search of truth. What does it do? It unveils the hidden mysteries of eternal creation. I'm going to say that again. It unveils the hidden mysteries of the eternal creation. So what do? We partner up with the Holy Spirit who takes us. Now again, I want to go back to salvation is the first door. The second door is the holy place because it is the Holy Spirit. That is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So without the Holy Spirit, how can you go deeper? You can't. You have limitations. Only by the Spirit of the living God are limitations removed. Other than that, you rely on knowledge. Is everybody okay? And that's what separates religion from relationship. Because religion seeks knowledge, relationship seeks presence. Has everybody got it? Religion seeks knowledge, relationship seeks presence. Because that we know in his presence, all things exist. Ecclesiastes chapter 1. Hallelujah. Searching deep. In verse 12. Is everybody there? Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 12. Let's speak it together. I, the preacher, was king over Israel in Jerusalem. Would you, verse 13, speak it. I set my heart to what? Seek and what? Search out by wisdom concerning all that is done under heaven. This burdensome task God has given to the sons of man by which they may be exercised. So, this burden task has given to the what? Sons. In other words, you and I were born with a desire to search deep. It says something powerful. To seek and to search out by wisdom. So wisdom. Well, wisdom is associated with the Spirit of the Lord. He is wisdom. And it's by cooperating and partnering up with the Holy Spirit, you and I, by wisdom, will search out the deep things of God, the deep things of the mysteries of God. Revelations will be revealed. They'll maintain a thirst and hunger, and things will be rewarded, and things will be increased. Proverbs 2. Now, I want you to picture something. Let's just say you're going to go take a bus today, and you know exactly what bus goes to the end result of where you're supposed to be. So on your way to the bus stop, you decide to go another route. So you say, you know what? I'm going to seek. I'm going to search, and you're going to search this, and you find another way. So somebody picks you up and brings you to this place. Another person brings you up to that place. Another person brings you up to this place. And it takes you 3 hours to get there. When you could have gone to the bus stop and waited to be picked up, which would have taken you right to the location in half the time. See, the enemy knows. He knows what you're about to do because he knows what your thoughts are. So what he tries to do is always interfere to push you gently so you don't even realize you're being pushed. So I'm going another way. Well, that's rebellion. But I'm seeking what I'm supposed to be seeking. Yes, but you're going your way and not his way. The Bible says, wait patiently for the Lord. Amen. And he will answer you. That wait patiently is endurance. One of the things that we are enduring is the area of pushing off those restraints that the enemy tries to push us so that we stay in position and we wait for the guidance of the Holy. It's like the Holy Spirit says, come on, let's go now. Instead of being pushed, there's a difference. Is everybody okay? See, so we search by waiting for the Spirit to pick us and take us. But there's something we must do. We must first search also and seek. Amen. Holy Spirit, where are we going today? Show me. What am I supposed to see? I'll wait on you. I think it's one of the things that we sometimes struggle with and doing things because they have to be done instead of doing things because His will be done. Is everybody with me? We will find so much more peace and so much more fruit at the end result. So much more accomplishment. It's like somebody going out trying to build a building without any blueprints. Has everybody got it? But there's something you got to wait for. You got to wait for the first sheet to at least get some guidance, don't you? You're not going to have the whole thing yet, are you? See, everybody wants everything. God don't work that way. He says, look, when you've completed this, I'll give you the other sheet. Is everybody with me? See, but so many times we want to jump ahead. Come on, I want to see the end result. I want to know. You're being pushed. See, there's a difference between submission, hello, and being pushed. Yes, Lord. We go, yes, Lord, and poof, we're gone. And saying, yes, Lord, and waiting to get picked up. Okay. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1. Is everybody there? Let's read it together. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to what? Wisdom, and apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find a knowledge of God. Hello, that finding that knowledge of God is associated with searching deep, because there's going to be a hidden mystery that's going to be revealed. But this knowledge of God is associated with eternal creation, things beyond that have been already written. Does everybody understand that? These are things that are beyond already written. How many of you know that the Bible's not the end of all things? Does everybody got it? How many of y'all know God is not contained just in the Bible? How many of y'all know that there's more than the Bible? Amen? So what you look at the Bible, when I read the Bible, I look at this as a door. I love the Word of God, but I know that there's always more. And there's a river that flows under this Word. There's a river. In other words, I want to get in there. Turn the page. I'm trying to get through the Bible. See, there's a river. There's a river of mysteries. There's a river of revelation. There's a river of things of the Spirit of God that the Word brings us to, so the Spirit can pick us up and take us to another place. How do you think Paul did it? You know, Paul was not born with a Bible in his pocket. In fact, the apostles didn't even have a Bible, did they? What were they led by? The Spirit. See, people become bound by the letter to prevent them to be released into the Spirit. That's religion. The Word of God is true and awesome. I believe every word in this Bible. But there are people that only know the Word and not the voice, because they're bound in religion and knowledge and not relationship in spirit or in presence. And we want more of His presence. It's His presence that opens everything to me and you. Everything. So there must be a deeper search. And we are on a searching deep mission right now. Is everybody okay? Praise God. Searching deep takes wisdom and gains understanding. This is a reward. What is the reward? I'm going to tell you what the reward is. Everyone say increase. Increase. Increase of what? Increase of wisdom, knowledge, understanding, increase of faith, increase of health, increase of blessings, increase of finances, increase of all things. Increase. There are many people who have increase according to the carnal way. But you know what? That's why the Lord says it's difficult for those who are rich to enter the kingdom, because they've established it according to their way and don't believe that they need anything else. So it's become a bondage to them, hasn't it? But then those who are saved and wealthy know that their wealth has been granted to them by God and willing to express and help others, instead of harbor it. There's a difference, isn't there? Knowing that it's all God's anyways, not our own. You and I don't own nothing. Everything we have is lent to us. It all goes back. Even this flesh suit, it all goes back. Hallelujah. Again, searching deep increases faith and maintains your true identity. Searching deep increases your faith and maintains your true identity in Christ, and it diminishes your old identity. No search of deeper things of God, no hunger, no desire, and a beginning of lost identity. Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11. In verse 5, would you read it with me? By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death. Let me share something with you about this. In other words, he didn't taste death. Enoch did not taste death. And I believe that those who are searching deep and have come into that realm of the deep treasures of God and have a relationship with him will not suffer pain and death. Has everybody got it? I believe they will not suffer pain and death. I believe that the Lord will just take them. Is everybody okay? I see people who have suffered pain and death. Terrible. And I believe that the end result of that suffering of pain and death is because they tried to survive according to their way and not according to God's way. I cannot place myself in other people's positions. I can only place myself in mine. And I hope I will do the same thing again when I was facing death. I said, Lord, let no man touch me. I was taken in a dream and in a spirit, and I found myself on a highway. And I had a sickness. And my end result was death. And I saw these cars coming towards me. In fact, I was on a highway, like on East-West Expressway, and all these cars were coming towards me. I'm thinking, what? And somebody was yelling there at me, saying, it's all right, man. Don't worry about it, guy. The doctors will take care of you and this and that, whatever. And I turned and I said, no. And I got on my knees and I said, Father, no man touch me, but your will be done. If it is my time to come home, take me. But don't let me suffer according to man's way. And I got healed. Well, that was me. But I've seen many believers suffer with all kinds of treatment and all kinds of things. And they suffered to live 2 more months, 3 more months. And I'm not saying that's about everyone. See, if we were searching those deep things, we would have a relationship that said, you know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. And I'm not, I'm not, I'm not, I'm not, I'm not. But I will, I will, I will, I will. There's a difference. Is everybody okay? By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death or taste it. And it was not found. He was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he what? Pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a what? Rewarder of those who diligently seek him. That's why we are in a searching deep mission now. He is a what? Rewarder. What is that reward? It is increase. It is increase. By faith, Noah, being divinely rewarded of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared the ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. In other words, not only will you be increased, you won't taste death, but I also believe that you will be divinely warned of all things. So many times, believers fall into traps. I'm not going to say that the Bible says count it all joy when you fall into trials and tribulations. There'll be trials and tribulations that God does allow. What is it for? Teaching. Not in everything. Some things we bring on ourselves. And then we try and say, oh, the Lord must be teaching me something. I'm dying of cancer. Uh-uh. No. God ain't teaching you that. Sickness and disease is from the devil. Hello? But there are things that we find that circumstances around us that begin to try to sway us. People may say something to you that try to hurt you. You may be rejected. All of these other things. These are things that God is looking to see what you're going to do, who you're going to trust in. And are you going to accept that hurt? Are you going to reject it and accept who you are? Are you going to accept what the devil says and become miserable, offended, bitterness, fearful, an idiot? Hello. Again, Enoch didn't taste death, and Noah was divinely warned. Hebrews 2. Hallelujah. in verse 1. Therefore, we must what? Hebrews 2, verse 1. Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we what? Drift away. In other words, put it into action, or you drift away. For if the word spoken through angels proved steadfast in every transgression and disobedience received a just reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him? God also bearing witness both with signs and wonders, with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his will. No search, you drift. Revelation 1. Revelation chapter 1. In verse 5. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. Would you speak it with me? And from Jesus Christ, a faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us what? Kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. So he's made us kings and priests, hasn't he? You know, so many people don't even, they can't see themselves in that arena. But you must fulfill your kingship first. That's one who ministers to the Lord. I mean, your priesthood first. Priest first, king second. So everybody got it. In Proverbs 25, would you go there? See, that's our identity, isn't it? We're supposed to be first king, priest. In other words, if you can't see yourself as a priest first, you can't see yourself as a king. A king is a warrior. If you can't see yourself as a son and daughter of the Most High, how can you see yourself as a priest? Oh, hallelujah. Searching deep. Proverbs 25. Verse 2. Would you read it with me? It is the glory of God to what? Conceal a matter. In other words, he hides it. You know what he does?
He says, you look for it.
It is the glory of God to conceal a matter, but the glory of kings is to what? Search out a matter. Hello. In other words, it's our responsibility to search these things out. That's searching deep. And what is the reward? Increase. Dig deep. Search, seek, ask, knock, slam, fight, battle, sing till you drop. Psalm 25. One of the things that it is established is the fear of the Lord. Fear is reverence, honor, and respect. Why? If you're searching things and you're going into God's presence more and more, one of the things that you're gonna that it's gonna abide with you all the time is the fear of God. And it's not the fear of terror, it's associated of love. You love him so much that you reverence him, you honor him, and you respect him. That is called the fear of God. Has everybody got it? When you fall out of that and away from it, there's another fear that comes. He'd kill you. Man, when we were out there doing whatever, I'm gonna die. I got to get back in there. When we're backslidden and doing stupid things, we're like, man, I'm going to die. I know where I'm going. Hell. I need to get things right. Psalm 25 and verse 12. Would you read it with me? Who is a man that fears the Lord? Him shall he what? Teach in a way that he chooses. He himself shall dwell in what? Prosperity. Hallelujah. Is that increase? Glory to God. And his descendants shall inherit the earth. The secret, everyone say secret, of the Lord is with those who what? Fear him. And he will show them his what? His covenant. His eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. When the devil tries to snare me, whew. Man, I had a dream one time, and I was walking in my driveway, and all of a sudden, the driveway, you know, if you see water, like in a puddle, or, you know, it was like a big hole in the driveway, all right? And I couldn't see it. It was like, because it was reflecting. It was almost like filled with water, but it wasn't. And I began to walk, and I turned around, and I was saying something to somebody or whatever, and all of a sudden, it opened up, and I began to fall. And I'm falling. I go, and I call out the name of the Lord. And the next thing, I started coming up and up and up. And I was over the driveway. And I could sense the enemy trying to do this to me. And I was looking over, and I was trying. So I said, and I moved over to the driveway, and I was on solid ground. And then I went up again, and I went over the hole, and I thought I'd torment him. So I started wiggling my feet, and I moved back over again. But see, the Lord said that he would rescue me from the net. Has everybody got it? For those who fear the Lord. See, the devil can't hold you. He's got nothing on you, only what you give him. Only what you give him. But my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge or revelation or impartation of the things that the enemy, how the enemy operates. If you don't know how your enemy operates, you'll easily be deceived. You know, it's important that we not only teach God's love, but we teach God's wrath. Not only teach the power of Christ, but the power of Lucifer. Because he does have power. But he who's in us is greater than he who's in the world. We have dominion over these things. We are covenant. But what happens is we lose identity. And we lose identity because we stop searching deep. Hello? Ephesians chapter 1. Is everybody okay? Are you getting this? You want to stop? I'm glad three of you don't want to stop. Hallelujah. Don't think about that popcorn now. Don't think about that restaurant or where you're going to go eat when you get out of here. Man, I got a lot of things to do. I got to get out of here. Lock the door. Training for reigning, right? Holy Ghost Boot Camp Officers Training School. That's why you're here today. It's a divine meeting. It's divine. God sent you here. Ephesians 1, is everybody there? In verse 7, would you read it with me? In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all what? Wisdom and prudence. Having made known to us the what? Mystery of his what? Of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in him. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed, you were what? Sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Who is the what? Guarantee of our inheritance till the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. We are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Why? To bring us to what? The deeper things of God. Oh, hallelujah. Go to Romans 11. Romans 11. Romans chapter 11. Verse 33. The depth of the riches of both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counselor, or who has first given to him, and it shall be repaid to him. For of him and through him and to him all things are all things, to whom be glory forever and ever. Depth of the riches of God. There are seals that are broken right now. And these are seals that are broken are the seal of the deeper things that have been broken. God has broken seals. And I'm not talking about revelation seals. I'm talking about things that have been sealed. In the book of Daniel, the Lord said, seal this up until then. Well, those seals are being broken now. The Bible says that knowledge would increase. All kinds of things are happening right now. And God is trying to position his children for a deeper seeking and searching out of things, because the seals are broke. They're available for me and you everywhere now. It's time. And in these, the seal of the deeper things have been broken, and the doors are open to the table of the Lord to those who search deeper. The Bible talks about the table of the Lord that's prepared in the presence of our enemies. That table, our seals have been broken, and riches of his deep understandings are being released. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Hang tough, couple scriptures. Searching deep. See, one of the things that begins to happen is too many things of the world get into place. We allow it. We allow it. The Bible says, make no place for the devil. We allow it. We have the choice to reject. We have the choice to accept. We have the choice to say, no, not now. We have the power for all of these things. All things have been given me for me and you. I'm telling you, when we get home, we're going to realize how many things we missed and how many things were so easy to obtain in the simplicity of Christ. In verse 1, 1 Corinthians 4, let a man so consider us as what? Stewards or servants of what? Christ and what? Stewards of the mysteries of God. Come on. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found what? Faithful. Faithful is associated with someone that is diligent. Hello? Diligent. In other words, he's consistent and sober, one who's alert. We are stewards of the mysteries of God. Servants of Christ. Servants means we are servants to the anointing, the eternal power, presence, and truth of God Almighty. Hallelujah. Again, religion seeks knowledge. Relationship seeks presence. Is everybody okay? Ephesians 1, verse 15. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all the principalities and powers and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body. Say, I'm his body. The fullness of him who fills all in all. 1 John chapter 3. And we'll close here. 1 John chapter 3. Everybody there? Everybody okay? Are you getting this? Searching deep. Verse 1. Let's read it. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Yes. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. Fantastic. Searching deep. That's what we do. Searching deep. It starts with a ask, a seek, a knock, a worship, a surrender, a willingness, and a denyingness of self. Jesus gave us the formula, deny yourself, pick up the cross, and follow. That formula has not stopped. That is the foundation of searching deep, isn't it? Amen? Father, we give you all glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We ask that the seed be protected by the blood of the Lamb and that it would spread through us for you and reach others that have ceased searching, that they may know you and behold your glory. In Jesus' name.